The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Despite a shrinking economy, the IAB and PricewaterhouseCoopers say that US podcast ad revenues grew to $842 million in 2020. That's up 19% year on year. Revenues projected to grow to $2.1 billion by 2023. Dynamically inserted ads grew from half to two-thirds of all revenue. The report's free. You'll find it linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. Analytics and attribution company Chartable has launched Chartable for Brands. Marketers can now find out exactly which companies are listening to their branded podcast and which episodes are drawing in new listeners from new firms. It also includes brand impact measurement to measure the ROI of branded content. Spotify has purchased Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard and Monica Padman. The podcast will become an exclusive show on Spotify from July the 1st. Spotify doesn't comment on the specifics of the deal. Slate is to use its supporting cast feature to sell access to audiobooks in your podcast app. Amazon's Wondery Plus is to join Apple Podcast subscriptions. No more Apple Core Media for the Downcast app, which has fixed its user agent when streaming episodes. Rephonic has released a new podcast reach tool using Rephonic's podcast download estimates to show how many listeners you could potentially reach for a given topic. Sports podcaster Blue Wire has a new partnership with Coors Light. Their tweet includes many of their podcasters and some beer. Coors will also get podcast ad reads, and they'll be sponsoring American Prodigy. AdsWiz spoke of the IAB podcast upfront. They've shared their presentation online. Audacy and Osiris Media have announced a joint venture working on music podcasts that will air on Audacy stations. The Apple Podcasts app is being tweaked in the next version of iOS 14.6. No, really. Mark All As Played makes a welcome return, and a new feature, Remove Downloads, might help give you some space back. And privacy is important, which is why PodNews' website no longer uses Google Analytics or any third-party code. Last month, we anonymized all newsletter analytics and removed Google's AMP code from most pages as well. We link to our privacy policy today. And in podcast news, the H3 podcast has had a lawsuit filed against it for apparently using boxing footage without permission on YouTube. Joe Budden has fired his friends Rory and Mal from his podcast. It's now the Joe Budden podcast. His fans aren't happy. 4D with Demi Lovato is the pop star's first podcast. It launches next week with Cadence 13. Jim Harold's Campfire is to publish its 500th episode later today. It's been in production since 2009 and features true stories of the supernatural. It's been downloaded more than 50 million times. Congratulations to Jim. Tech Tech Boom is a new spoof tech review show launching next week. It's produced by Zeppatron for the BBC. And The Sportscasters is the subject of a feature in Sports Illustrated. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.